This is a True Crime Today Daily Brief.
I know it's hard to find employees at the moment, but you should do a little bit of research before you decide who to hire, especially if you run a child care facility. Just a thought. Maybe those you hire should be aware that you can't shake babies. Even if they're young, meaning the employees, like in their 20s. Granted, they should know this fact, but there's a lot of idiots out there. So you have to assume you have to tell people this. A story from People magazine, an Illinois in-home daycare worker is behind bars after she allegedly caused fatal injuries to an infant by shaking her and then Googled shaken baby syndrome. Oops. According to WAND-TV, citing police, 24-year-old Taylor Burris told authorities she was caring for a 7-week-old Maren Gallagher on May 17th when she was hit in the head by a ball thrown by another child. Following the alleged injury at her Forsyth, Illinois home, Burris then reportedly put Maren down for a nap. 90 minutes later, she proceeded to feed her a bottle, which Maren vomited back up. Police said the infant was then reportedly taken to a hospital where she died the next day. Citing an affidavit written by Sergeant Robert Pope with the Macon County Sheriff's Office and the Herald and Review reports, investigators questioned the circumstances surrounding the baby's death, and autopsy reports were sent by Dr. Jill Glick, a professor of pediatrics and child abuse expert at the University of Chicago School of Medicine, for review. Dr. Glick would conclude her primary findings that these injuries were caused by a violent car crash or shaken baby syndrome. Said Pope, per the outlet, Dr. Glick would then indicate that since there was no known car crash, she strongly suspected shaken baby syndrome. After questioning Burris a second time, she allegedly confessed to shaking Maren. According to the affidavit, she told investigators the infant was in fact hit in the head with a ball, but following the alleged injury, she wouldn't stop crying. So, what's the next best thing to do that this dipshit 24-year-old did? She proceeded to shake the baby. The affidavit states, per the outlets, Taylor admitted she had to tell the baby's mother and police that a softball hit Maren because after she observed Maren's health declining, she needed a more probable means to account for the significant injuries Maren had sustained, the affidavit states. Investigators allege Burris also didn't act fast enough when she realized Maren's health was declining. Taylor admitted the incident occurred around 10:40 a.m., but didn't call EMS until 2:05, the affidavit states, per the outlet. When on the phone with dispatch, Taylor said that the infant had been in an unresponsive and impaired state of breathing for about 20 minutes before she called EMS. This was clearly neglectful behavior, I think. And at the age of 24, I know a lot of us are dumb, but if you're that dumb, I'm sorry, it's game over. During a search for Burris's phone, police reportedly discovered she had Googled shaken baby syndrome following the infant's injury, according to Pope. A press release issued by the Arias County Coroner Office, one of the investigative agencies, said the preliminary autopsy findings suggest the infant sustained injury to her head. These findings are highly suspicious. According to the Macon County Jail records, a judge ordered Burris bail set at $250,000. She faces charges of involuntary manslaughter or reckless homicide, aggravated battery, and endangering the life of a child. It wasn't immediately clear if she retained an attorney or entered a plea. Burris is due to return to court on July 15th.
This has been a True Crime Today Daily Brief. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today. Full episodes every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Daily Briefs 7 days a week from True Crime Today.